Welcome back, my lovely listeners, to another episode of Talk Your Heart Out. This is your host, Christy. Now, today I just wanted to have a chat with you, my lovely friends, because I know I haven't really updated this podcast in about like 2-3 weeks. And it is because I have started a very exciting, fabulous new chapter of my life. I'm finally working as an occupational therapist in an acute hospital setting, and this coming week is going to be my third week working here, and I just wanted to give you guys a bit of life update because life has been quite busy lately, but I've been enjoying every moment of it. So where do I even start? I just wanted to tell you guys that I'm really, really enjoying my work right now. I had a lot of expectations and a lot of fears and worries going into this new job role. Obviously, transitioning from a student to an occupational therapist, that is a big change, and I just feel like I've been waiting for this moment for so long, like literally 3 years of training, and I'm like, oh, I wish I could just start working already, and now here I am. And it just makes me so happy that I'm here, and I'm ever so grateful. I'm very, very thankful for all the support and love that my friends and family and my colleagues have given me. And yeah, life is looking good right now. I just wanted to share with you a little bit of the things that I was worried about before starting work. I guess my point being that sometimes there are differences between your expectations and the reality, and a lot of the times I would picture the reality to be worse than my expectations, but this time round it's actually the opposite. So going into the job, I was super excited, but I was also worried because I thought I would just be thrown in the deep end, and especially with COVID going on, I was just like, oh, they probably don't have a lot of supervision time with me, and I wouldn't have a lot of time to shadow other more experienced occupational therapists, and I was very, very anxious about meeting new people. I've always been like this. I've always been one that's quite, I guess you could say shy, but I'm quite a quiet person. Like, I used to think a lot about what people think of me, especially in a new setting. I just want to make a good first impression, and I want people to like me, and I want to be helpful in whatever situation. And so that was always like on the back of my mind, and I was always thinking about, oh, how should I present myself, what should I say. And because I'm always overthinking things, I think it led me to being quite quiet, because every single time I want to say something, I would think, oh, maybe they'll get offended, or maybe that's not respectful, maybe that's too personal. And I just ended up not saying anything. And this has been something that I've been continuously working on. I'm quite conscious about this being one of my so-called weaknesses or things that I would like to work on. Yeah, so I guess during lockdown, that is one of the things that I focused on. I read a book that I would highly, highly recommend. It's called How to Talk to Anyone Anytime, or something like that. It was a green, thick book, and it is incredible. Obviously, I wouldn't say that I remember every single thing they taught me, but I just felt a bit more prepared for going into this role, and I just watched some other like strategy videos and things like that, and I think that must have helped, because going into this new job, it just felt natural to me. Like, I just felt like I belonged to this team, which I do belong here, but also at the same time, I didn't feel like an outsider. And obviously my colleagues and my team had a big massive role to play in why I'm feeling so comfortable there. And they're all super welcoming, so friendly, and I just feel so grateful and so thankful to have them on my team in my first ever job. So yeah, it's incredible. And I felt like I made a very big progress in this past year. I don't know if you guys know this, but I was on placement in this same hospital exactly a year ago before went on my start date, and I absolutely loved my placement here, which is the same reason why I was really, really hoping that I could work here. My team was awesome, and my educator, oh, she's incredible, and so I had a very great experience in this hospital. But at the same time, I remembered feeling just so anxious about speaking to my colleagues. Like, I've always been quite natural in speaking with patients, but to other professionals, I just felt intimidated, and I just felt like I needed to have them like me, which is, yeah, I just found it very difficult to be myself in a workplace setting. But now it just feels a lot more natural to me, which I'm very grateful of, and it's so great to see the comparison of myself a year ago and now. Because like, if you asked me before I started working, I would say, I mean, I'm not much of a different person compared to a year ago, but definitely, like, I've changed so much. I'm not saying that I'm like, I have a complete different personality or things like that. I just felt a lot more confident in myself, and I just feel like I kind of unlocked the door of being so timid and shy, and just let out my true personality, and it is awesome. I also feel very grateful for the support network that I have here. Obviously, I made a lot of friends when I was in university, but now that we've all moved away, sometimes it feels a bit lonely, but I live with the most incredible people, and we have a 3.5-year-old who is full of energy and full of joy a lot of every single day. And yeah, I'm just so blessed with the people that I'm surrounded with, my family, my friends, my team, and yeah, life is just great right now. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still a lot, so much that I need to learn, especially because I'm currently covering an orthopedics ward, but because of COVID there are a few changes, and I'm covering surgery as well, and that is like, I'm preparing for 2 rotations, so 2 specialties, and yeah, that's a bit intense at times, but I have a lot of support from my supervisor and other people, so life is going great. Hopefully I'll speak to you guys next time about more of the typical topics that we talk about, but I hope you enjoyed this little chat and this little catch up, and I hope you guys are having a great weekend and have a very good week ahead. And yeah, I'll speak to you soon. Be kind to everyone you meet and just smile. Love you lots. Bye.